Ezekiel chapter 37, if you have your place, want to stand on the reading of God's Word. The Bible says, "The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, said, O Lord, thou knowest. And again he said unto me, Prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, Prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, Thus saith the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dried, and our hope is lost, and we are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, O people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and bring you up out of your graves and shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall you know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord." I want to preach you. I guess for a little while, I was thinking on yesterday and today and this morning and some last night, and I don't know about your house. My house is pretty dry. I haven't had very much rain at all, and it's pretty dry. It's very dry. I want to preach on this thought tonight, if God will be my help. I'm so very dry. Amen. So very dry. As we look at this, and we can see in Ezekiel's tells the Lord speaking to him, and he takes him down into a valley, and his valley is full of dry bones. Amen. And as you can see this valley, and you could just imagine in your mind as Ezekiel's walking through this valley, and he walking round about, and he's seeing all these dried bones, dried up bones all over the place. And it's almost as if, as I was thinking in my mind's eye, it's almost as Ezekiel's walking through that place, Brother Junior, that he sees these dry bones. Praise God, it's though death has got a hand and garden over this place. Even though as the keeper of the dead, that's what death is. That's what death and hell does. It gets a hold of the dead, and it takes them to a place, and it keeps them in that place. It holds them up, and it holds them down where they can't escape, where they can't get away. And that's just where they're found at. Praise God, when it's all said and done. I'm glad, praise God, God offers some hope. That's contrary to that. Amen. He gives us the opportunity to be saved out of the land of the dead and into the land of the living. Ain't you glad, praise God, for today, tonight, and the morning? Praise God, when you'd ask Jesus to forgive you of your sins, invite him into your heart and got life, praise God, everlasting. You don't have to worry about death or hell or dying. Praise God, you've been saved by the marvelous grace of God. You're somebody going somewhere. Amen. Praise the Lord. We got a destination that's out of this world. Praise his holy name. But he asked the question. God asked the question of Ezekiel. Amen. In verse number 3, he asks this. He says, can these bones live? He asked the question of Ezekiel, said, can these bones live? And he said, I answered, said, Lord, thou knowest. Hello, Lord God, thou knowest. Amen. Praise God. Yeah, he said, listen, those bones can live. Praise God. Listen, the bones can live. They can come alive again. They can be new life in them. They can be regenerated. Praise God. But something has to happen. Amen. In order for to live again, in order for to have life, praise God. I'm telling you, there's a whole lot of folks tonight. Your folks, my folks, our folks, praise God, that are dead or trespasses in sin. Their death is dead if they've been plucked up twice by the roots. Praise God, they're dead. But praise God, I want to say, if they something took place, if something happened, praise God, if they something removed from their life, praise God, they could have life and have it in abundance. They could come out, praise God, raised up in newness of life with a shout of praise, just praising and giving God glory. Amen. Something has to be removed. Amen. I think of this, I thought in my mind's eye, as I can see death in that valley of dead bones. Everywhere you look is death. Everywhere you look is dying. Almost seems like the world that we're living in today. It waxes, it's doing just like Paul said it would. He said wax worse and worse. And in the end, it seems like there's so many people in this world tonight that are dead and doomed for hell. Praise God, and they're not concerned. They don't really care. They're not anticipating anything better. Praise God, I won't say that's what's happening tonight. His death is on the prowl. He's patrolling the valley of the dead. Praise God. There's no way of escape. There's nowhere for him to go. Death, can you see it? As those dead bones is laying all over that valley, and death is patrolling back and forth in that valley of the dead, in that valley of dead bones, in that valley of dryness. You see what's a lacking down there where the dead bones are. Praise God. Where the dryness is. There's a lack of living water. Amen. Praise God. Listen. If the living water gets to flowing, praise, I won't say death is patrolling it. He's not going to let that living water flow to where those dead bones are. Because if that living water gets close to them dead bones and gets on them dead bones and gets in them dead bones will rise up and they'll live. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad that happened to me in 1976 when God miraculously saved my soul from a devil's hell. Amen. Praise God. Those bones were so dry. Praise the Lord. That valley was full of bones. Verse number 1. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said they was, and they, those bones wasn't only full of bones, but said it was very dry. He said there was no life there, and there was no promise of life there. Death was patrolling it. He was guarding it, and he was keeping the life away. Amen. I wonder, he's doing a pretty good job at it tonight as well. Amen. He said that them bones was they was full of bones, and they was dry bones, and they was down there in that open valley. Amen. What does it tell us tonight? It tells that they were exposed to the elements of the world. Everything that this world had to throw at them, everything this world that could be in this world was there. Amen. To overshadow them and keep them beat down, to hold them down. The elements of the world, the violence of the world, the hardships of the world, praise God, it didn't have change. They was out there in the open. There was no protection for them from those elements of the world. And the devil was working, and death was working to make sure it stayed that way. I want to tell you tonight, I'm no friend of the devil, and I'm no friend of death. Amen, praise God. I know one who's already overcome them, and if we'll call upon him tonight, if they'll call upon him tonight, if they'll turn their life to him tonight, Jesus Christ the Lord, he can give them life, praise God, a living water will flow into them, praise God, and they'll rise up in a newness of life, and they'll begin to live, praise God, like they've never lived before. I tell you what, I don't know about you tonight, I'm tired of settling for a mediocre religion. I don't want a religion. I want a faith in Jesus Christ, and a walk in the Spirit of God, I want to see His power upon our lives. I want to see us getting help. I want to see us have hope. I want to see us be encouraged. And I want to see us being encouragers.
Amen.
Amen. Just praising God and giving Him glory. Amen. For that marvelous water of life that's flowed through our lives. And we've seen the power from the Most High God. Amen. Bless His holy name. But the present condition that they was in, they wasn't getting no help, praise God. But we see God begin to move on the situation. Amen. We see why it was so dry. See, there was some sinfulness in the life of the people of Israel. And Judah especially, praise God, there were some things that was going on. And you can see the Word of God tells us. And it teaches, if you go back to Ezekiel chapter 36, it begins to expound upon those things. We can see in verse 16, it said, "Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me saying." Amen. Now listen, this is God Almighty. He's speaking to Ezekiel. And Ezekiel's telling us what the Lord said. He said, "Son of man, when the house of Israel dwelled in their own land, they defiled it by their own way." I will say tonight, if there's ever been a defiling, it's a defiling in the day and hour that we live by everybody just going about living their own pernicious way. Amen. It makes me sick to my stomach what I hear anymore. Amen. You go on, even you think you got people, you start to look at something, you think, well, this is going to be a good godly something. And they'll start to say, well, you know, the Lord's this and the Lord's that. And you boy, sounds real good. And you know, they got a big build up into it. And about the time you think they're just going to let out a roar, praise God, and go shout and praise in God. And they say, yeah, that's what God says, but. Amen. And then they turn their eyes off of God and they turn to this world and they begin to compromise line upon line, precept upon precept. And they begin to throw them away. And they begin to go in a different direction. I want to tell you, praise God, we better just stay with God.
Amen.
So they defiled it by their own way and by their doings. Their way was before me as the uncleanness of a removed woman. Amen. Segregated and unclean. Ceremonial, praise God, unclean. Praise God. Legally unclean. Amen. Everything about us, every essence of us, the way that the world is living is unclean in the eyes of God. Amen. We're trying to say it right's right, right's wrong, and wrong's right. Amen. He said, "Wherefore I poured my fury upon them. For the blood that they had shed upon the land and for their idols wherewith they had polluted it. And I scattered them among the heathen, and they were dispersed through the countries. According to their way and according to their doings, I judged them." He said the reason they were scattered out, the reason they're still scattered out is because judged them. God judged them. He called them out to be a perfect people. He called them out to be a witness. He called them out to be an example of a godly attitude. Praise God, and godly people doing the things that bring honor and glory to God's name. How much we miss the mark. Amen. He said when they entered unto the heathen, whether they went. Amen. God didn't send them there. Amen. If we ain't careful, that the heathen will catch us up and just take us down the road with them. We got to be careful, praise God. We got to be separated and segregated unto the Lord. Amen. Praise God. He said, "They profaned my holy name." When they said to them, "These are the people of the Lord, and are gone forth out of His land." Amen. But now listen to what he says. "But I had pity for mine holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the heathen." God said, this is why I done what I done. Amen. He said, they had done went out. They had done profaned my name. They had done went in the wrong direction. They had done got away from what I told them. They was a practice I wanted them to live in, praise God. And they chose to go a different direction. That's why death is out there in the valley of dead bones. And the death is patrolling. And he's keeping the dead dead. And he's keeping life away. And he's keeping the water of life away. So there won't be no change of life at all. Amen. That's what he said to Israel. He said, this is why it's happening the way it is. But as I was thinking on this morning, I was about half crazy this morning, I guess. I got up this morning, I woke up about 5 o'clock, And I could go back to sleep. And I finally got up about 5:30. And I thought, well, I'm just going to go hunting. Amen. So I got ready and I got my clothes all on and I layered up. I went up there to sit in the bush. I got up there and I climbed up in that tree stand. 26 degrees. Amen. The wind was blowing about 40 knots. Amen. Now I got my tree stand in a poplar. It's about that big. It don't move. Praise God. Amen. I got up there and that thing, boy, I thought, Lord, hallelujah. What a savior. You know, it was cold. I never got cold. I never got cold. I sat there for a pretty good while and I thought, praise God. Amen. The wind didn't bother me, praise God. And I thought, it's just good to be here. Amen. Be here in the presence, Lord. It's just good, praise God, to just know who God is, to know that He's my God, to know that He's in charge of things. And I was sitting there, and I was sitting in that tree stand. I was reading my Bible and shaking a little bit. My fingers got cold.
Amen.
You ever been there? The rest of it's pretty warm, but my fingers get cold. Praise God. I got so deep I didn't want to let it go. And I got to thinking about how death was a marching around, is holding it in this valley of dead bones. But all of a sudden, I got to thinking there was somebody that was talking to Ezekiel, and he wasn't in that body. Praise God, in the midst of those that was dead, he wasn't in those dead bones. Praise God, he was speaking to the from the portals of glory, and he was speaking down to Ezekiel, and he asked him a question. He said, "Can these live? Amen. Can these dead bones live?" And I thought to myself, glory, hallelujah, that ain't nothing but the Lord God of heaven. Amen. Praise His holy name. Hey, praise God, the Word of God began to come down to where they was, and the Word of God began to speak to them where they was at, praise the Lord. And as God was looking down from the portals of glory, He saw us, He saw man as he was, praise God, and He loved them enough. He said, "I believe I can make a difference." Amen. Now death thought he had it. You know, death likes to think they've got it sewed up. Death likes to think that it's all in his control. Amen. But look what he says, Ezekiel 36, about verse 21. He said, "But I had pity for mine holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the heathen, whether they went." Amen. So all of a sudden, out of the portals of glory, the Lord of heaven, he begins to speak from the portals of glory. Amen. The Word of God begins to come down. He begins to look at this thing, begins to see the situation that we're in. Ain't you glad tonight that God knows every situation that you're in? Amen. He knows if you're spiritually filled. He knows if you're spiritually empty. He knows if you're saved. And He knows if you're lost. Amen. We ain't going to fool God. Amen. You may act your way in or act your way out. But praise God, God knows the truth. Amen. He says in verse 22 of Ezekiel 36, he said, "Therefore say unto the house of the Lord, thus said the Lord God, I do not this for your sakes." Amen. Now watch this. We're talking about the God of glory. We're talking about the God of heaven. We're talking about Almighty God. Amen. He said, "I do not this for your sakes, O house of Israel, but for mine holy name's sake, which you have profaned among the heathen where you went." Amen. He said, praise God, hey, it's my reputation's on the line. He said, what I'm doing, what I'm going to do, what I want to do, I'm doing for my name's sake. Amen. I will be honored and glorified in what I'm about to do. Praise the Lord. Amen. He said, "I will sanctify my great name." Amen. That they defiled among the heathen, he said, "I'm going to make it holy again." Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, "Which was profaned among the heathen, which they have profaned in the midst of them. And the heathen shall know." Watch this. Amen. Now Israel, and you'll know. He said, Ezekiel, you'll know. But the voice from glory, the word from heaven, praise God. He said that the heathen shall know that I am the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you, there's a day coming not too far future that the world and the heathen thereof is going to know that He is the Lord.
Amen.
The Bible says that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that He is the Lord God of heaven. Amen. Praise God. The Lord God Almighty. He said, the Lord God, which I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. Amen. Praise God. He said, I'm going to be set aside. I'm going to be separated. Praise God. They're going to see me instead of all this other junk that they're seeing in this world. Bless His holy name. He said, for I will take you. Now watch this. What God says He's going to do right here. He said, for I will take you from among the heathen. Amen. Now watch this. He said, I'm going to take you from, among the heathen and gather you out of all countries. Amen. Now He's talking to the nation of Israel. He said, I'm going to get you out of all countries and I shall bring you into your own land. Amen. What's God been doing in the last 70 years? Amen. Praise God. He's been going out and getting them and bringing them back, putting them back in their land. Amen. He said, I'm going to take you from among the heathen. So I'm going to take you out of all the countries. See, they were scattered, a dispersion. They went all over the world. He said, I will bring you into your own land. Now watch this. First one, she said, then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean. From all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. You shall keep my judgments to do them. Praise His holy name. The Lord says, I'm going to move in. Praise God. He said, you want to see this thing play out? He said, we're going to all come together, praise God, in the glory of God. We're going to see this thing playing out before our eyes. We've seen it right now as we watch what's taking place all over the world. We're seeing God moving, amen, in a mighty way. And we start to see how God's moving, how He's working. Amen. And we see how He begins to work in Ezekiel 37, verse 4. He said, again, I say unto him, prophesy upon these bones. In other words, He said, the word's got to go out. Preach and say unto them, oh, ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. You know what's going to make a difference when there's a bunch of dry bones? Praise God, the word of God. That water of life, praise God, it'll cause things to happen. He said, thus say the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and I will bring up your flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you. And you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Amen. That breath of life, praise God, that God gives. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we start seeing, we see God start begin to move. Amen. Everything, we see these dry bones and things start to come together. Amen. For God's glory, God starts to begin to make it happen. Amen. He said, so I prophesied as I was commanded, verse number 7, as I prophesied, there was a noise and a hold, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. Amen. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, and there was no breath in them. So we see this thing begins to... I believe this is where we mess up as Christians a lot of times. Amen? I thought this is where I mess up as Christian a lot of times. We see these things start to happen. We see things start to come together. Amen? If we ain't careful, we're satisfied. Well, praise God, it's going to be all right now. And we let up. Hello? And we let up. Amen? When we ought to really be bearing down. Amen. Praise God. And we see the Lord as He speaks here. Now watch this, verse number 9. Then said He unto me, talking about the Lord, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man. He said, hey, listen. He said, prophesy, preach. He said, just proclaim the word. Amen. He gets excited. He said, don't stop now. The voice coming from heaven, praise God. He said, hey, listen, don't slack up. Don't give up. Don't stop now. Things are starting to happen. We're starting to see people get saved, starting to see people get in, starting to people get excited about doing something for Jesus. Amen. Praise God, ain't no time to slack up, ain't no time to let up. All things are starting to come together. Praise God. But all what's needed here is the Spirit of God. Amen. Look what he says. He said that, but he said there was no breath in him. He said, prophesy, son of man, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus said the Lord God. To come from the four winds, oh breath, and breathe upon these slain that they may live. That breath of life, praise God, that Spirit of God. Amen, praise God. Things are starting to happen. Things are starting to move, but the Spirit of God, it was needed out of that breath of life from Lord God of heaven was needed. It was so very dry in the valley of dead bones, but praise God, God said, can they live? And he said, God, Lord, thou knowest. And he said, praise Lord, when it starts coming together and the breath of life comes in two and the water of life begins to flow, praise God, they'll rise up, they'll stand up, and they'll give God glory. Amen. He said, so I prophesied. So I prophesied as he commanded me. Verse number 10, and the breath came into them. Amen. And they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Amen. Praise the Lord. I won't say God still got some people he'd like to use for his glory. He's still got a great and a mighty army out there somewhere. Amen. Praise God. But now look at the conclusion to the whole matter. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Listen, in verse number 11, he said, then said he unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. The whole house. Amen. He said, behold, they say. Now he said, this is what they're saying. He said, our bones are dried. Our hope is lost and we're cut off for our parts. Amen. You know what they're saying? They're saying, you know what? We're just all pieces. We don't know what to do. We've lost our hope. We've lost our help. Praise God. We've been held down, praise God, by death. We can't break the bonds of death. It seems like there's no hope. There's no spirit of life in us anymore. I'm afraid that's what's happening in America. I'm afraid that's what's happening in our churches, our fundamental Bible-believing churches today. There's no spirit of life in the church. And churches is drying up. Amen. They're drying up and they're dying up. Death has got a hold of them and death's got a death grip on them. And he ain't letting up. Amen. And there's no spirit of life in them. Praise the Lord. A fellow told me the other day, he said, preacher, I don't know what we're going to do. He said, you preach to your people, give them the gospel, you try to be as excited as you can because God's just a blessing in your heart. And they sit there and they look at you like a sheep looking at a new gate. Nobody nods, nobody smiles, nobody says amen. He said, if somebody throwed their hand up and said amen, it probably scared me to death. I said, amen, brother. That's the way it is. That's typical. Amen. In the day and hour that we're living. Amen. But God says, hey, listen, when we start to begin to move, we start to begin to see things coming together for the glory of God. He said, then we don't let up. So we got to bear down. The conclusion, the whole matter, they're lost or without hope. But they start seeing the direction. They start to attain to the hope of the Lord. And God speaks, praise God. Of course, he's speaking from the portals of glory. He speaks again. Look at verse number 13. Verse number 12 says, so therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves, cause you to come up out of your graves. Now he's talking to the nation of Israel, he's talking about the bondage that they're under by the nations that's holding them down, that's been holding them down for all these hundreds of years. Amen. He said, I'm going to open them up. He said, I'm going to remove the hand of that hand that's at that grave that's holding you down, holding you back. He said, I'll bring you into the land of Israel. He said, I'm going to bring you out of your captivity. Amen. And now listen to what he says. I am comes along, takes over the scene. He said, you shall know that I am the Lord. Amen. Praise God. He said, you shall know that I am the Lord. Praise God. He said, I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves. Praise the Lord. He said, I'm the one done that. He said, Lord, he says, he comes along, praise God, and he tells death to get out of the way. You got to go somewhere else. Praise God, there's no room for you here. That word has come out. Life has come out. Living waters is flowing, and death just starts shrinking back. He's been pushed back. He's been pushed away, back in the darkness where he belongs, and the marvelous light of the word of God begins to shine out, and that very dry place becomes a well-watered plain. Amen. We got to be careful. We get caught up. If we ain't careful, we get caught up in that very dry place. I don't know about you. I don't like very dry places. Amen. It gets too dry at my house. I got a big old pump. I throw it in the creek, pretty, and I go to blowing some water. Yes, Brother Jeff, he's seen me. I got a fire hose. Amen. Like the firefighters use. I took that thing on there and I get that puppy to running. I run it all the way up around, all over the hill, and I get that thing and I got a big old red nozzle on the end, and I get that and I open her up, praise God, and that pump gets to running, and that thing goes, it goes from flat and praise God to fluffy in just a minute. It swells up and the pressure gets to going and the water gets to flying. I get to say glory, hallelujah, amen. There goes the dry, amen, out with the dry and in with the water. Amen. Praise the Lord. Things begin to turn green again. Amen. Praise God. The hope, where the hope was lost, praise God, hope is reinstated. Praise God. And the water flows and the greenness sprouts all over the place. Amen. Praise God. We see the Lord say, He says, I am, and he comes along and he says, praise God, he said, I'm going to lift you up and I'm going to bring you out. He said, I'm going to be a God to you and I'm going to do for you, praise God, that the devil, praise God, in this world could never do. Amen. How the world would like to get you to think that they got all that you need. The world don't have nothing to offer us, youngins, but sorrow and heartache. Amen. But notice what he says in verse number 14. He said, and shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Now notice what the Lord does here. His spirit. He said he'll put his spirit in you. Amen. Amen. Didn't say go along with you. He said, I put my spirit in you, and you shall live. Praise God. He said, death is gone. Hello? He said, you don't have to worry about it no more. It's a thing of the past. What the present offers, praise God, in a very dry land, like glory, hallelujah, is a life in Lord Jesus Christ. Because the Bible said, he said, I'll put my spirit in you, and ye shall live. What does that tell us? He said, you don't have to worry about death no more. Amen. Death don't have no hope. The death has done lost his territory. The death has done lost his claim. The Lord said, I've given you life, praise God. That's in abundance. An abundance of life, praise God, through Jesus Christ our Savior. Praise his holy name. He said, you shall live. Praise God. No place for death. Amen. And he says, not only does he say that you're going to live, but he guards us with a promise. This is what he says. He said, then shall you know. I'm glad it's a no-so salvation, ain't you? I'm glad we don't have to guess or wonder about it. Amen. Yeah, well, preacher, we can't really know. Praise God, if you don't really know, you may not really be saved. Amen. Praise God, I know today the Holy Ghost of God dealt with my heart, showed me I was an old lost sinner. I knew I was lost. Praise God, I'm glad I figured out how I could be saved. It's through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ who died for me on Christ's cross. He took my sins. Now they're gone, praise God. Cast into the lake of fire, that depth of the lake never be remembered no more. He said, then shall you know that I, Lord, have spoken it and performed it. Now he's speaking that in past tense. Hello? If you're a child of God, praise God, you're as saved as you're ever going to be. Amen. If you've put your faith and trust in, he said, you shall know. He's made us a promise. He's guarding our salvation. He's keeping us in His promise. Guarded in the Lord. Amen. Praise His name. It's now the Lord has spoken it and performed it. You say, preacher, how could He perform it? How could it be past tense? Because He done it on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago. Made it possible that through Him we might be saved. So that you can come out of that very dry place into the well-watered plain of the living. Amen. Into the glory of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We come out, them dry bones is guarded. You come into this valley with dry bones guarded by death. And He said, we come out of that valley, praise God. I'm glad you can come out of that. He said, brought them up and He brought them out. I like it. I use it all the time. God does too. He brings them up and He brings them out, praise God. Out of that darkness, out of that death, and brings them into life and the land of the living. And He guards us there with His promise that He's performed Himself. Amen. Praise God. In a place of safety. Never to worry about that dry place no more. Amen. Praise God. When things start to get a little bit dry, amen. Praise God. Just get to shouting and praising and giving God the glory, and them rivers of water begin to flow. Amen. Praise God. They'll run up out of your soul and run up out of your eyes. Run down, drip on your shirt, praise God, and you can just throw your hand up and just praise the Lord for all His goodness. Amen. It's very dry. Amen. He told Ezekiel, said, it's very dry down there in the valley of dead bones. Them dead bones was very dry. No moisture, no life in them at all. But God began to speak. He said, prophesy, prophesy. Amen, son of man. No, Ezekiel began to prophesy. He began to mind God. He began to proclaim the Word of God, and things began to happen. Them old dry bones began to shake and to stir and to rattle and roll. And they come out of there, praise God, shouting and praising, giving God glory. Amen, on the other side of the valley. One day we're going through a valley here. One day we're going to come out on the side just shouting and praising and giving God the glory He deserves. And boy, we appreciate Him tonight. Amen. Praise God, bringing us out of that valley of dry, dead bones into the land of the living. Amen. Brought us up, brought us out. Amen.